Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spraying the lie.
Spraying the lie.
Spraying the lie.
Spraying the lie.
See what we got here today, boys. Spraying the lie brought to you by Aroused by Cows. Sprague must be aroused by losing. It's the only way to explain his picks.
Aroused by Cows. I forgot about that.
Aroused by Cows. We got Flip It and Stick It and Aroused by Cows this week. That
Hell
happened.
Yeah.
It was a fun, eventful week on the radio program. Swinging Line brought to you by the Playoff Blazers. Whether you're dribbling it off your knee, Cliffy, shrugging your shoulders, MJ, or ooping like Shaq, still better than a Sprague pick.
I think it's really sexy.
It's a lot of painful moments there, getting put into one sponsor. Appreciate that on a Fast Break Friday morning. Let's relive all that. Swinging Line brought to you by Ryan Buckley mashing the panic button on the board last night. It's the same reaction Sprague has when he sees his parlay fall apart one quarter in. Yeah, I guess they played an S-bomb or something last night.
An S-bomb?
S-bomb. And I don't think anybody said it. I think it was a clip of somebody that they were playing.
That's happened to us.
And they forgot, I believe. It happens from time to time. Spring and Lab brought to you by Ingrid Andres, School of Singing. Look at 1080's own Schulte for an example of these advanced voice coaching lessons. I think Schulte might have a better voice than her.
I mean, she was... We didn't really talk about that.
No, we did with the bad anthem. We did not talk about the next day her announcing she was going to rehab.
Well, it's one of those, like, you can't call it out, but we're all kind of wondering the same thing.
Something's got to be going on here.
Is that a convenient thing?
Oh, we're going to excuses for a bad performance.
I don't know.
The statement was,
were you
like,
not thinking it? I mean,
should be super fun. I think she's had in her statement about going to rehab.
That's why I was like, really? That's what we're going to say about rehab.
We're
taking
this very seriously. Clearly, we have an issue.
Wait, if she's in there for like a week, then what?
She's out doing a concert next weekend.
I learned. Okay.
Like all when right. Justin Timberlake got arrested for his Dewey and then showed up at his concert with his eyes all bloodshot 3 days later. Like, okay, we're going in the right direction here, JT.
At least he got an Uber.
At least you got an Uber. Spring Line brought to you by the All-Star Game uniforms, the only thing more hideous than Sprague's gambling logic. Let's get to some bets, shall we? I'm still waiting for an apology from Swag for getting criticized for not having the Mariners in my parlay last weekend when they lost 3 out of 4 to the LA Angels.
You're on a real sticking point on you lost your parlay. Does it matter?
It does matter. Pride matters. And I was criticized for not having the Mariners in there because the Angels are a bad team and they lost 3 games in
a
row.
They are a bad team.
They are. So are the Mariners.
Yeah.
I'm going to start.
First place Mariners, all right? Calm it down.
Let's check in on Monday. We'll see how we're feeling about that.
All right.
I'm starting the same place I ended last Friday, my baseball parlay this week. We're going Yankees, money line over the Rays at home. Royals, money line over the White Sox at home. If the Giants can't beat the Rockies, fire everybody and just stop playing baseball at this point, honestly. Like, let's just cease operations.
I don't mean to be mean to you.
Sell the team. Get rid of everybody.
Yeah, but your teams win series 2-1 all the time. That's a normal thing in baseball. So what if this is the game you lose to the Rockies, but you win the series 2-1?
Don't lose a game to the Rockies. That's what I'm saying. Fire everybody.
Okay.
Giants, Rockies, money line, and Mets over the Marlins money line for a plus 580 parlay. As I'm writing my bad baseball parlays, somebody will screw me. I don't know who it'll be, but I'm excited to track it nonetheless. That is my Friday parlay of the day.
I'm going to go with one of our P1s who gave us a Timbers bet. We haven't read these in a while, so I apologize. He's going with a two-pick parlay. Timbers to beat the Galaxy in L.A. on Saturday.
Okay.
And an anytime goal by Evander, that's a plus 575 juicy little parlay.
Ooh, anytime goal. I feel like goals in soccer got to be a tough one to like. That's
very tough.
Very tough one to hit.
I will also add to it. I'm going to go Guardians Braves, Orioles, Mariner, money line.
Ooh, Mariners.
Four team parlay. I'll look up the odds on that, but I'm going to go like with it. Those four teams.
Okay, baseball parlay of the day. Yep. I like it. Mariners, bold move. Big series for them starting Thank tonight.
You. Castillo's on the bump.
He is. I got Castillo tonight.
I'm going to go. Portland's not quite the same team on the road that they are in home, so I'm going to go with the draw.
Draw play. Okay.
They have figured out how to unlock scoring on a regular basis, but the Galaxy are quite stout at home. So we'll see if. I think they get their goalkeeper back, Crapo.
Is that for Portland or for the Galaxy?
For Portland, because he was the Team Canada's goalkeeper in Copa America.
Mm.
So they get him back, so that should help a little bit. As for some baseball here, Corbin Burnes, we like him. I like the Orioles on the money line on the road.
Yep.
There at Globe Life. Give me the Royals on the money line as well. I'll even take them on the run line. Michael Walker, the White Sox are awful. Michael Waka is on the mound, so I'll go on the run line for that and make a little money.
Kind of nice for the O's players. I wonder if they just hung out in Dallas if you were an all-star. Yeah. Just stay there.
No, I bet you go on a quick vacay or
fly
you
down to
home.
Mexico for a couple of days and then come back.
For sure.
I don't like the Dodgers tonight. I don't even know who they think they're pitching. They got rookies. The Red Sox are on fire.
They had a big...
I'll take the Red Sox on the money line, 105.
Okay. I think spraying the line trend has become one of my favorite things of the week on the show. Where
it's on the fly.
It's just on the fly menu picking, like he's at a buffet of like, give me a little bit of that. I'll take a look. I have a little bit of this over here as he's just like scrolling through the docket of like, let's see here. Give me Red Sox. Give me this.
So Mariners, O's, Braves, and Guardian money line parlay would be plus 901.
901.
If you like those four teams
let's
as I do.
Go, baby.
There you go.
One other thing I'll throw in. I'm not going to parlay it with anything. You can get plus odds on Tony Finau top 20 right now.
Okay.
I think he's trending somewhere. He's like 14th, 15th. He's like one over par. Should hopefully make the cut unless he blows up. But you get it. It's like plus 110 for him to fit, plus 105.
Yeah, he's plus one right now. He's through seven.
Through seven. So we got to survive the rest of this round.
He's got to survive the carnage from today.
But you can get plus money on him.
Because Rory is done. He tripled four.
Oh, yeah. He whiffed. He had a ball on knee-high grass that went 4 yards
so
and led to
done.
A triple.
Yeesh.
It is over right there.
I tell you right now, I know you guys don't want to hear this. It is not. Hopefully these names stay around because if they don't, there's not going to be a lot of eyeballs on that Sunday round.
You know, well, the unique thing about that is, I mean, you're right. The ratings won't be what they could have been. Golf ratings are very weird this year.
They are very odd.
Yeah. They have been, like, you've had tournaments where random people will win and play well, and you're like, nobody's watching that. And you'll get the number, and you'll be like,
well, I'm always
wait,
curious
what? Like,
too.
3 million people watch.
Well, this one goes through the middle of the night on the Pacific Coast, very early morning on the East Coast. So I'm always curious, the Open Championship, kind of is its own thing because it's not in prime time.
No, I know. It's an early morning.
Early
thing.
Morning Sunday. A little bit easier to watch on the East Coast. For us, it's not that early. Yeah. I mean, I think what time do the final groups will go off? Probably at 9, 8, or what time do they go off Sunday morning?
6:30, 7 a.m.
Yeah. 7 a.m. So it'll be done by noonish, probably.
Yeah, finish around noon or 1.
Roars is pushing for Tiger's score.
Oh, he's done. Yeah, he's mentally
he
checked
just
out.
Like
but no, you
three,
got
four.
Lowry, Justin Rose. If Scotty Scheffler stays up there,
yeah, that, those
Jason
are good
Day,
names.
Xander Schauffele, if those guys stay near the top of the leaderboard, then you'll be fine.
Yeah. As we speak right now, I just was looking at the leaderboard, and I did lock in a bet on Justin Rose to win.
There you go.
He's four
I like
back.
Justin Rose.
I love Justin Rose.
MasterCard guy.
He's eating the ice cream in commercials.
He is.
Plus 1,400 right now to win, and he's five shots off the lead. Like, there's something there. I just locked in a bet on him to win.
Daniel Brown definitely coming down from the top of that leaderboard.
Yes, reality has hit Daniel Brown.
And Shane Lowry, like, he's either going to get through this because he's used to it, or he's going to get his dose of bad weather at some point. You just imagine that's going to come back, but
yes.
I don't know, maybe he'll get lucky.
Spring of Line brought to you by Aguri Iwasaki. There's no better sponsor for this segment than a man who shot a 91 at the Open today.
Oh, I forgot to ask you very quickly.
Yeah, what do you got?
We're getting closer and closer to making football picks and stuff, right?
We are. Yes, we are.
Which is when I think we should only be doing this segment, but I'm in on it for you.
Yeah.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the line for Georgia Tech Syracuse?
Georgia Tech Syracuse, I would imagine. You want me to look at it in real life or in the video game? I beat Syracuse.
Oh, you did?
I did. We're Georgia Tech's 3-1. Georgia Tech's on a three-game winning streak right now. At West Virginia.
What's that line? Because West Virginia is clearly better than you.
They are clearly better, and their quarterback, who I can't remember off the top of my head, has become like a trendy player that everybody's playing at is in the game. He's supposed to be Grayson Greene. Is that Garrett Green?
Okay.
I think is something his name. I'm going to go West Virginia minus 9.5.
I'm going to go West Virginia minus the 9.5.
You can take West Virginia?
The Johnson Jackets.
You think they cover?
Yeah.
We got a bit of a turnover problem right now we're having to overcome.
Yep.
And allowing, for some reason, kickoff returns for touchdowns multiple times in the same game to Wake Forest.
There is nothing more frustrating than giving up a kickoff
return. Dude, just like eight guys bouncing off of him. Like, I'm pressing the tackle button.
Are you figuring it out? Like, all the buttons, the audibles, the reads, the multiple reads.
Offense has gotten much better.
Yeah. It takes a while. I've heard this game is very hard.
Very challenging. Yeah. Defense, we're getting there. Defense is a slower progression. That's okay. I'm an offensive head coach. Yeah. I'm a Lincoln Riley in the video game. Let's just score a lot of points.
I feel like I run a lot of Tampa 2.
Be the nickel corner, you know. I'm just going to hang out here in the flat. We'll see if anybody throws over here.
Right.
Yeah, Garrett Green, that's the next big showdown. Garrett Green is next up on the schedule for the mighty Yellow Jackets. Spraying the line is brought to you by, I gave that one, right, the Iwasaki one. Did I do the Mariners? Sprague and Line brought to you by the Seattle Mariners, who have a better chance at acquiring a star offensive player than Sprague does.
That's ballsy.
Of hitting a pick.
That's a ballsy thing to say.
And people saying that evidently there were multiple S-bombs and multiple F-bombs in the, I didn't hear all of that, in the Buck thing
last
night.
Well, they played somebody who was Kobe's friend, who was sounding off on how Kobe was a douche.
He did not give him money when he made it big.
No, he didn't want money, but he wanted you to give him a job.
Yes, give me a job.
Isn't that you asking for money?
Literally asking for money.
Okay.
Help me out. You know, it's like the same thing there.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.